Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Masachas Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Chaf and Chaf Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher to find your Zivuk Hagon B'Karuv Mamesh. Mishnah Chaf tells us Elisha ben Avuya Omer. Elisha ben Avuya says. Now Elisha ben Avuya was Rav Meir's Rebbe. We know him by another name in the Gemara. He's often called Acher, which means other one. Why is that? Because we know that later on in life he became an Apikaris. He went off the Derech, if you will. And nonetheless, we're still quoting him in the Mishnah because he still was a great Talmud Chacham. And we know that even after he turned to his bad ways, Rav Meir still continue learning from him. So Elisha ben Avuya tells us, Halaymid Yaled, somebody who learns as a youngster, meaning when you're young and your brain is still fresh and you learn Torah then, Lamahu Daima, what's it compared to? L'diyak suva al niyar chadash, to ink that's written on fresh paper. It settles in, it stays there, and it's fresh. Halaymid Zakein, but somebody who learns when he's older, Lamahu Daima, what's he compared to? L'diyak suva al niyar machuk, to ink that's written on paper that already had something written there and was later erased, the learning is not as clear and doesn't stay as well. Now Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda Ishkar Bavli Omer, he continues with the same train of thought. Haloimid min haktanim, somebody who learns from youngsters, from somebody who's younger. L'mo demer, what's that compared to? L'oicha novim keis v'shesian mikitoi, to somebody who eats unripe grapes or wine that has the sediment mixed inside. That's because youngsters, their brain is still not fully developed and they're not able to express themselves clearly. The learning that one gets from them is still not 100%. Whereas v'haloimid mezkenim, somebody who learns from the elderly. L'mo demer, what's he compared to? L'oicha novim b'shulas v'shesian yashan, to somebody who eats fully ripened grapes and drinks aged wine, this teaching, this learning is clear with no problems. Now, Rebbe argues and says that no, al tistakel bakankan, don't look at the jug, the flask, al b'mashi yesh bay, rather look at what's inside. We sometimes say, don't judge the book by its cover. Yesh kankan chadash mala yashan, you can have a brand new flask that's full of aged wine, and v'yashan afilu chadash ein bay, you can have an old flask that doesn't even have new wine in it. In other words, Rebbe's arguing with Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda and saying that no, sometimes you can have a youngster, a young Talmudical scholar, whose teachings are so good and they're so clear, it's like it's aged wine. And you can have an older person whose teachings are considered like they're not even wine at all. Basically, Rebbe's saying it really depends. And moving on to Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Rebbe Elazar HaKapor Omer, Rebbe Elazar HaKapor says, Hakin of Atav v'Kavod, jealousy, desire, and honor, Baitzinas Adam and Ha'olam, they take a person out of the world. What does this mean? So kinna means when a person is jealous of his fellow, he's jealous of the other guy, he wants what the other person has, and all the goodness that the other person has acquired for himself. Taiva is physical desires, eating, drinking, relations, and things like that. When a person chases after these things, and kavod, when a person wants honor, he wants people to treat him as chashuv, these three things take a person out of the world in its most literal sense. That means a person is unable to function properly and will not have a successful life if they're always chasing these things. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah Mishnah Chaf Beis with another member from Blazer HaKapar and on to Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.